Welcome now to the Midday for a Friday. I'm Norman Gilliland. Once again in our Buck studio, which almost always means live music, and today we're welcoming members of the UW Russian Folk Orchestra as they get to celebrate their 20th anniversary with a gala concert, a free concert, tomorrow night in the Mills Auditorium, the UW-Madison, 7:30 Saturday night. That will be, again, a free concert. You don't even need tickets. You just show up and hope that there's room for everybody. Well, their ringmaster all these years is with us today, too, and he has his guitar in hand. He is Victor Gorodinsky. Welcome back to the Midday, Victor.
Thank you. Hi, Norman.
And you have imported a couple of solos, and you brought one of those with you today, too, to perform.
Yes, we have two soloists here in the studio with us. Our singer, Anna Gubinkova, that has been working with us for about 3 years right now. And we have our balalaika guest artist that came to perform with us tomorrow. She came all the way from Kyiv, Ukraine, and she's right here. Her name is Tatiana Khamenko.
Welcome.
And we have our assistant conductor right here next to me, Neb Matsura. So we have several people here.
And, you know, if you people go to the website, they can just, in fact, if you Google UW Russian Folk Orchestra, you can see right away how colorful this ensemble is without even making a note. I mean, just the look of it is splendid in itself.
Thank you.
Of course, the music is something you don't get to hear just anywhere, anytime either. Great stuff, a lot of variety, rich textures in these instruments. And so we're going to be hearing a few, I think four or five songs today.
Yeah.
Between now and 12:30. With a variety of instrumentation. And we're going to start with one of the most famous of all Russian folk songs. And what is this one about,
yes,
Victor?
Yes, the song is Kalinka. What is it about? I didn't expect that question. What is it about?
We have to consult
Tanya,
on this.
Tanya is telling me that it's actually kind of a between a lullaby and a dance.
It's a very lively lullaby.
This sounds weird to me, but
lullaby? Yeah.
Yeah, the middle part, actually. The middle part says yes.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
Like, go to sleep.
Yeah, go to sleep. We'll have more about sleep later. But
Kalinka is certainly one of the most famous Russian songs, and a lot of people know it. Yeah, this is going to be just instrumental.
Okay, here we go.
Short version.
Yes, that was a short version because it really can build the momentum, and if you get a larger ensemble, everybody's just going crazy. I mean, the audience and maybe the players too. But
yes, sometimes it happens. Yes,
really can get into Kalinka. Well, now as long as we've heard from Tanya in conjunction with this trio that you kind of improvised here, a solo.
Yes,
a solo. Anything that Tanya would like to say about the solo?
Yes. Hello, I'm glad to be here. And now I want to play the piece Nocturne by Evgeny Trostianskyy, Ukrainian composer.
We will actually play tomorrow at the concert with a full version of Tanya on the balalaika solo and the orchestra, but this is just going to be a smaller version of this. It's a beautiful piece.
Stops when you play. Oh my God, I have goosebumps.
Oh yes, I could tell that Anya was getting into that. How could you not? Lovely stuff. Tanya, do you play other instruments in addition to the balalaika?
Yes, of course. I studied in music academy, and I studied all folk instruments that we have in Ukraine music academy. So a little bit domras and guitar and bandura maybe. A little bit bayan, but I need to practice. Yes, for bayan. So yeah, so we study all instrument, vocal instrument, and piano, of course.
You could be a band all by yourself.
Yes, if only I have 10 hands.
we'll work on that for next time. We have next. We're going to bring in. Speaking of Anya Gubenkova, who, as Victor mentioned, has been performing vocalist with the folk orchestra for about 3 years now.
Yep. Hi.
Hi again. And this you have not exactly a lullaby, is it? No, but it's a song about waking up or not waking up.
Actually, it's a very sad song. And the narrator says, "Don't wake me up before sun will rise." And it's a gypsy song, so I don't speak Egyptian, but this is a sad song about the war and something. It's basically like the last night of peaceful time, like, I believe. Victor, would you argue my contrapoint?
I saw no argument over there from Victor. And so what is the actual title of this song?
The Sun.
The Sun. S-U-N.
Yes. Okay. Not a kid.
Oh,
As you say, on your sad song, and Tanya and I were smiling through the whole thing. So there's something else going on there, too. There's a song about Little Son, Don't Wake Me Up. And is that going to be featured tomorrow night?
No, not tomorrow. Well,
so this is an exclusive.
We've featured that song in previous concerts, and it's on one of our CDs, but no, not tomorrow. Tomorrow we'll have other beautiful songs, too.
And again, that concert is tomorrow night, 7:30. It's a free concert. You don't need tickets. Just show up at the Mills Auditorium, UW-Madison, 20th anniversary gala concert of the UW-Russian Folk Orchestra, including some guest soloists coming in from, well, Ukraine, in the case of Tanya here, and a couple more, right? One or two more from out of town.
No, just one more, and actually she was supposed to be here, but her flight got canceled for some reason. She's coming from Atlanta. Her name is Angelina Galashenkova. She is an amazing domra player. Hopefully she'll still be here tonight and tomorrow at the concert. Yeah. We'll have another soloist who is not here right now, Yuri Kolosovsky, who is... one of our contrabass players.
The really big.
Yes, the big one, yes.
Yes. I don't even know how you carry it, let alone play it.
It's hard. But we will be world premiering his own composition for contrabass and orchestra, which is a very rare thing in this kind of ensembles. It's called Volcano.
Volcano?
Yes.
I like it.
Yes, a beautiful piece. We'll have another world premiere. Assistant conductor Neb Matsura, who is right here. You want to talk about it?
Another world premiere.
Yes, a world premiere. It's a piece that I composed especially for the 20th anniversary of the ensemble. It's different than much of the other repertoire that we're going to be playing, and I did that on purpose because I wanted to showcase the different colors and timbres of the Russian Folk Instrument Orchestra. So a lot of our music is upbeat and everybody plays all the time, but in this piece there's a lot of smaller groups of instruments within the orchestra that are playing.
And in the meantime, we have a couple more right here live from our Buck studio. We think of often the bagpipe as being a Scottish instrument. It may have started in Italy. I'm not sure anybody knows where the bagpipe actually started, but it's featured in this song. Is this from Russia proper, Victor, or where does this song come from?
I think I will let Tanya answer this because she's playing the solo in this one.
Yes, I think this folk song come from west part of Ukraine, Gutsuli play this instrument.
And what's the name of the song?
Play my bagpipe.
That's how it's being translated. Play my bagpipe. Okay, but it's on a balalaika. Thank you.
Oh, that's my favorite part.
The bell tone. Those bell tones are take some doing to be able to play those. Lovely sound. That was Play My Bagpipe on the guitar and balalaika. And we have one more, which actually probably take us pretty close to our quiz question at 12:30. And we'll bring back Anya Gubankova for this vocal. And who else is playing, and what's the story behind this song?
This is another gypsy song. We like gypsy music. This is called, the translation would be, Oh, What Is Grief to Me.
And is this on, your newest CD?
This is on our new CD. In fact, that's the title of the CD, yes. And we will perform it tomorrow with the whole orchestra. And I'm in an orchestra, yes. So it's a lively gypsy romance. And just like a lot of gypsy music, it can be lively, but at the same time, it's passionate. It can be a little sad. Lots of emotions. So,
what is grief to me?
What is grief to me?
Гитара звенит неустанная. Пусть рыдает струна за струной. Мозг туманят глаза твои карие.
There were some visuals going on there that I'm sorry you missed out there in Radio Land, but it is hard not to get physical when these songs are being sung and these pieces are being played. They're just so rhythmic and so full of the joie de vivre.
Yeah.
Что мне горе? What is that? What is grief to me? Yeah. Is that what that means?
Well, in the meaning that grief means nothing
yes,
to me.
Right,
I will be positive anyway.
You were very positive. Thank you for personalizing the song there, too. Not expecting that. Should I ask what you're doing when you're not playing with the Russian Folk Orchestra? And how many concerts do you give a year of the, you know, the basic orchestra?
That depends, really. Last year we had, I think, more concerts than we usually do. We try to do at least a few, not only here in town, but we travel a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I would say probably 4 or 5 concerts a year. you know, give or take a couple.
Victor, do you want to tell about the concert in Appleton?
I guess.
Sure.
Yeah, the concert tomorrow is our big gala 20th anniversary, but it's not the last one this year. April 29th, we are going to play a concert at Lawrence University in Appleton, Wisconsin. We went there last year. It was a very good concert, and they just wanted us back this year. So we'll be going there again.
Nice to play at Lawrence, yeah.
Occasionally
we'll do a live show.
Yeah, wonderful chapel where we will be playing, yeah. But that will be the end of our season, yeah.
That'll be the end of your season?
Yeah.
Because so your season runs from fall till spring.
We usually don't do much in the summer.
Because mm-hmm. Everybody is scattered.
Not regularly, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, everybody needs vacation.
And so this concert that's happening tomorrow night is going to involve how many players?
Oh.
And what are they playing? I mean, what all instruments?
Well, we have the bigger, I mean, I think we have almost 40 people now, so we have several sizes of balalaikas, including those contrabasses I mentioned. We have several sizes of domras. We have flute and oboe, two accordions, one accordion, one bayan, which is a button accordion. We'll have three percussionists from the School of Music. And we'll have, in addition to our soloists, we'll have a couple more people, just friends of ours that are coming from out of town to play with us.
It's going
to be a big one.
One guitar in there? Played by Victor Gordiz.
No,
you're not playing. What are you doing then? You're just conducting.
Yes.
Just conduct, of course.
There'll be two conductors, me and Neb, yes.
Yeah, Victor, what are you doing, actually?
I'm sure that question comes up from time to time in rehearsal, but never mind that.
Speaking of what is grief to me, you know?
What is grief to... Don't give him any more grief, that's right. Well, it's been great to have you on the midday again today. They appear occasionally, and it's great to have you, Tanya,
Thank you so much.
Hear your balalaika.
Thank you.
And again, that concert, free concert, not even tickets necessary for it. Just show up, Mills Auditorium, 7:30 tomorrow night. It's the 20th anniversary gala concert of the Russian Folk Orchestra.